Westlife, hello, my love. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper Luke. Suze.
Morning.
Best TV show ever.
You want me to name it?
Yeah.
Oh, it has to be Friends.
Oh, I hate when that doesn't. Yes, there you go. There's the gap. Yeah, Friends is one of the funniest and cleverest TV shows, and it's on Netflix for you to watch as well, which is good.
Yeah, or E4. They still just constantly playing that on repeat.
Really?
I feel like for the last 10 years, if you turned on E4, it was always on.
I'm surprised it never got its own channel.
Yes.
Because, like, Peppa Pig got its own channel.
What?
Yeah. It's amazing. But why are we talking about Friends? It's not coming back. They're not making a movie, but they are making a musical. Yes. Friends the Musical is going to be coming soon, and we're very excited about this because we're big Friends fans, and we want to be part of this. When I say we want to be part of this, I love a good musical.
Yeah.
All right. Wicked, saw it recently. Amazing musical. I've seen Tommy the Musical, which is the music from the band The Who.
Oh.
Yeah, Evita, amazing musical. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, saw it recently. Fantastic. But what songs would be in Friends the Musical?
Ooh, good question.
Like, there's one obvious standout song, which is probably one of the most famous songs from Friends. Not only the theme song,
oh,
but...
Of course.
Go on.
Smelly Cat. Yes.
There obviously has to be a scene in the calf, you know, with Phoebe and Smelly Cat and everybody joining in.
That's the opener, I'd say.
While I was thinking about this, what other songs would be suitable, and you were getting our calls for the Secret Sound.
Yeah.
I record something.
Okay. For inclusion in the musical.
Yeah, so right. I think this should be part of the musical. And it's a scene with Joey. She looked at me strangely. I looked into her eyes.
Nope.
I just said those few words to no surprise.
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
So, yeah, a number called How You Doing should obviously be in there. And I promise never to sing on the radio again.
Ooh,
I
can't promise. Okay, that. No, that actually, to be fair to you, that wasn't too bad.
Off the cuff, like.
Yeah.
No writing down lyrics. Ooh. So, what songs do you reckon will be amazing from Friends the Musical?
Ooh, I've got one.
Go on.
We were on a break. We were on a break.
I love that. 0877-98-98-98. Do the clicky fingers, we were on a break again?
No.
We were on a break. Here's The Weeknd, Feel It Coming, 98FM. Get your suggestions in, yeah?
Tell me what you really like.
We are getting so many suggestions coming in, they're amazing.
Hey, what's that over there? Is an ugly naked guy? Ugly naked guy. Is it ugly naked guy?
Of course he gets his own scene.
Of course he does. This one is fantastic.
They definitely should have, this hand is your hand, this hand is my hand. No, wait, that's your hand. Oh, no, wait, it's my hand.
That's Jamie Lee, so thank you so much. That's amazing. So, song suggestions for Friends the Musical, keep them coming, 0877 98 98 98.
98FM's Dublin Talks. Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98.
Now on to slightly more serious matters and a topic that doesn't get highlighted an awful lot in the media, yet many of you listening at the moment have gone through this with a family member, usually a parent or a grandparent. We're talking about Alzheimer's and dementia and how family cope when someone that they love has it and perhaps no longer remembers who you are or even who they are. Here's some background on Alzheimer's, for example. It is the cause of 60 to 70% of cases of dementia. The most common early symptom is difficulty in remembering recent events. And as the disease advances, symptoms can include problems with language, disorientation, mood swings, loss of motivation, not managing self-care and behavioural issues. And as a person's condition declines, they often withdraw from family and society. Gradually, bodily functions are lost and ultimately leading to death. Now, although the speed of progression can vary, the typical life expectancy following diagnosis is 3 to 9 years. And I'm joined on the line by the head of public affairs with the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, Tina Leonard. Tina, welcome to 98 FM.
Oh, thanks so much, and thank you for talking about this topic.
Yeah, it's something that we have never actually spoken about before, and I'll tell you why we want to talk about it, and it's because of a message that we got, which I want to read to you and see what you make of this, okay?
Okay.
I have never contacted a radio show before, says Dee in Harold's Cross, but I need your help as I've nobody else to turn to. My grandmother, who practically raised me, has Alzheimer's disease. She had it for 3 years, and it's getting worse. I'm struggling to deal with the fact that she barely recognises me or my family anymore. She's been in a home for the last year. I was up with her this morning and she keeps asking me who I am, which is heartbreaking. I also bring my daughter sometimes, her great-granddaughter, and she has no idea who she is. It's like we're strangers to her. 5 years ago we were on holidays together and she was so sharp. Now she barely even knows who she is herself. She doesn't remember our visits. When I show her pics of us all together, there's no reaction. I'm having trouble coping with seeing my grand deteriorate in this way. All the family are, and I'm finding the visits particularly difficult. I won't stop visiting her, but I'm getting very down over seeing her like this. Do you know if there is any support for people like myself and my siblings? How do other people cope going through this? My brother stopped going to see her for 4 months ago and hasn't been since. He found it that difficult. He said he found it too upsetting. I'd love some advice, please. And that's from a lady called Dee in Harold's Cross. And Tina, that's a sad message. Yeah. The first question I wanted to ask you, because it's something I don't know the answer to, is what is the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia?
Well, Alzheimer's is a type of dementia. So dementia is more of an umbrella term that we use to describe a range of diseases that cause cognitive impairment, and Alzheimer's is the most common, the most prevalent type of dementia. The next most common type of dementia is vascular dementia. Then there are others like Lewy body dementia, frontotemporal lobe dementia, lots of different types, but Alzheimer's is the most common type of dementia. And there are common symptoms, you know, to all. Every individual is different, and some people have symptoms between the different types of dementia. They can vary, and even within, we'll say, Alzheimer's, some people can have different types of symptoms. But the most common ones are there to do with cognitive function, getting through your daily life, you know, all the things that need to be done, short-term memory, following a sequence in a conversation, forgetting short-term events, having difficulty knowing what something is used for, and all of these, of course, can progress over time. There can be changes to taste, changes to mood, changes to personality. People can get down as well. There's so many elements to the various types of dementia.
James is on the line. James, your mum has dementia as I'm talking to you, and it's getting harder and harder.
Yeah, morning. How are you doing, Adrian?
Good, thanks, James.
Yeah, it's just this. I was just saying to the research that I'm sure every caller you're probably talking to on this topic will be very, very similar sort of experiences, you know. But my mum is exactly the same now. She's at the stage now where, you know, she can't be in the house not only because it's only herself and my dad at home, you know. And my dad's there. Like, she goes to a centre 4 days a week, you know. So I pick her up 3 days a week, you know, to help my dad out. But I had an experience there a couple of months ago. I brought my youngest fella over, and he's nearly five now at this stage, you know. But she knows all our other kids, the grandkids, you know. She still kind of remember them. But I remember I picked her up that day, and she goes, you know, getting into the car, she goes, he's a lovely boy, what's his name, you know. So that was the first time where that really kind of broke my heart, you know, that she hadn't got a clue who he was, basically, you know. And I mean, my mum used to be very, shy, you know. It's an understatement, basically. But now, like, I mean, she's very kind of reserved. She kind of goes back into herself, like, you know. And I mean, there's another thing, like growing up, like, you know, even up to a couple of years ago, I mean, like, football was a big part of our family, you know. And my mum, my mum probably knew more about football than most fellas. My mum probably forgot more about football back in the day than most fellas would know. But even now, I mean, that's things like that she just, you know, if the odd time I go out and I'm watching a match, where she just, you know, it just it passes that boy, you know. So it seems like that. It's just, you know.
And what about, you were saying about the grandchild, what about you, and does she still know you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, you know. Is but there has, to be honest with you, there has been one or two times there, like, you know, when I pick her up from this place, she kind of calls me by my dad's name, you know. So, you know, but if she still knows herself, my brother, no doubt about that. But, you know, it just gets harder and harder, and that's the worst thing. I mean, it's just robbing a person of that, you know, of everything, basically.
And you're saying that as time goes on, it is getting more and more difficult.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's at the stage now where, you know, as I said, when my dad does this, like, I mean, that's kind of, like, you know, semi-retired now. So he does a few hours, but it's just they're ready to give him a break as well, you know, to open the centre. But basically, she really can't be on her own anymore, you know. So.
And are you prepared for it getting worse in terms of perhaps her eventually not even recognising you?
Well, that's the sad reality, you know. You kind of know that is, you know, it is a matter of time, you know. It's only a matter of time before, you know, as the months go on, you know. That is the sad reality for every family, you know, who's dealing with this issue, basically. So, I mean, it's the one thing, I mean, you just wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't wish on anybody. You really wouldn't wish on anybody, because it's, you know, it is.
Because I'd have a very peculiar experience a number of years ago where I was in a particular nursing home and an old neighbour of ours was in there. And I went over and I said hello to her and she recognised me straight away. And she hadn't seen me for about 25 years. And yet she still didn't know her own family, which I just found...
It's crazy, because, I mean, you know, like, as that lady from the association, you know, talking, you know, in terms of the short-term memory, I mean, like, my mum, like, I could have a, you know, like, when I start talking, she'll talk back, you know, and I have a little bit of a chat. But, I mean, you know, like, come the following day, you know, no recollection.
Yeah.
None whatsoever, like, I mean, so...
that's why we decided to have this conversation today, because I'm aware that the effect that it has on the family can be even more difficult than even the effect that it's having on the person themselves, because it gets to a stage that they're, for want of a better expression, blissfully unaware.
And that's, like, to be honest with you, Adrian, like, I think this is going to become more and more prevalent. Because
it is becoming more and more prevalent.
You know, because I know that, like, the older generation now, I mean, you know, the people are living longer, like, I mean, so... That is the sad reality.
The figure we got earlier on, 55,000 people living with dementia now. That figure is going to jump into the 100,000s in the next 20 years. And for every one of those 55,000 people, there's a whole family around that particular person.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you know, like, I was just saying, everyone has their own. Every family, so I'm sure they all do their own. They go their own way about trying to help out, but, man, all you can do is just destroy yourself and, you know, dig in, you know, as tough as it is, basically, because, I mean, at the end of the day, the person who's suffering from this, you know, they probably think they're okay, you know. Like, a lot of people think they're okay, well, you know, obviously when everything else around them is the people who are suffering. So
absolutely.
All you can do is help out. That's the simple thing. I mean, I say to any family, as tough as it is, just rally around each other, and, you know.
All right, James, I appreciate you opening up to us, and thanks very much indeed for your call.
Without you. 98 FM, the sound of the city. Without you. Actually, couldn't do this without you.
98 FM's Best of Dublin Awards 2019.
The countdown is on. In fact, the nominations will close up Sunday night. I think it's Sunday night at midnight, isn't it? Yes, it is. And all the categories are up on our website, 98fm.com. If you're in work this afternoon, and normally it's really easy, we all give out about work on a kind of fairly manky Tuesday afternoon. But if in all seriousness, where you work is somewhere that you really enjoy, you appreciate it, you like the people you work with, you get on with them, and you feel like nominating your workplace or another workplace for the best workplace in Dublin, that is just one of the categories that you can nominate in now. You can do the nominations. You can nominate now and check out all the categories right now on 98fm.com for our Best of Dublin Awards 2019.
Spent 24 hours anymore. 98. Throwback.
Live at Dundrum Town Centre this afternoon, and I'm Barry Dunn, doing an hour of old school. Welcome to our 98 FM 2 o'clock throwbacks as we do a shout out for Lewis Bracken. Hey, Lewis, enjoying his Easter holidays. It's well for some, isn't it? We've got a tune for you on the way, but to kick us off in our throwbacks, JK and Jamiroquai.
Let's go.
98 FM.
Charlie Brown, 98 FM, Kieran here. It is the big ride home. And all this week we're teaming up with Liffey Valley and their Easter Emporium, which is arriving tomorrow until the 20th of April. There's so much fun for the family going on. And right across the week we have a load of prizes to give away. Today, a €250 TGI Friday gift voucher. Texter 98, let us call them back. Give someone some good news.
Hello?
Hello, Claire Bear.
It is indeed.
Claire Bear, Kieran Bear from 98 FM, how are you?
Hi, Kieran, how are you?
The reason I'm calling you Claire Bear, just to let everyone else in Dublin know, it's not a weird thing that we have going on. Can we just confirm that?
Yeah, that's true. Although all my family do call me Claire Bear.
Okay, so that's fine. The reason Claire Bear came up is because your WhatsApp name, when you WhatsApp in here on 0877-989898, Claire Bear from Dublin 24.
Oh, okay.
Claire Bear, thank you for WhatsApping in today. I'm calling you for a reason.
Yeah.
The reason is I have a €250 voucher to give to TGI Fridays to one listener here on 98 FM. That
okay.
could be you if you can tell me what word is missing from this song. Well, Claire Bear. That was
the
Easter
hills.
Bunny. Whoa, over the hills. Okay.
Yeah.
Over the hills is what you're going for?
Yeah.
So what is the word?
Hills. Yeah.
It is.
Great.
Claire Bear, you can thank the Easter Bunny for for a €250 TGI Friday's gift voucher. It's all thanks to Liffey Valley Shopping Centre and their Easter Emporium, kicking off tomorrow until the 20th of April. Claire Bear, thanks so much, and you enjoy the €250 voucher.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you too, Claire Bear. Goodbye now.
Thanks, bye.
Tomorrow on the show, more chances to win more things for Liffey Valley Shopping Centre, as all this week we're celebrating their Easter Emporium at 98 FM. Found cigarettes in your Fendi coat.
From the Dublin News Centre, this is 98 FM, Imro Music Station of the Year. 98.
At 5, I'm Brendan O'Loughlin. John Delaney is on gardening leave from the FAI, but is still on the payroll, according to Sport Ireland. It comes as the entire FAI board has confirmed it will step down. 98 FM's Sean Defoe has the latest on the controversy around funding.
Lots of questions loomed as the Oireachtas Sports Committee met this afternoon. Straight away, Minister Shane Ross cleared one up.
They have now indicated that the board will step down.
Sport Ireland's John Tracy says they've also agreed an audit with the FAI.
This audit will be as broad and extensive as necessary to satisfy Sport Ireland that the FAI is compliant with our terms and conditions of grant approval.
Meanwhile, the FAI's internal auditors, Deloitte, have filed papers with the company's registration office saying the organisation isn't keeping its accounts properly. An investigation from the Office of the Director of Corporate Enforcement will follow. So the board is going, but what of John Delaney? Here's what Sport Ireland said.
I believe he is still on the payroll while this investigation by Mazars is going on.
Normally is that where there is a question raised regarding an individual's performance, they're put on gardening leave.
The FAI is carrying out a review of governance and board structures. When that's done, the board will step aside, either at July's AGM or an emergency meeting even sooner.
Tesco has stopped delivering in West Talla after its drivers were shot with pellet guns. Residents are being encouraged to report all antisocial behaviour to Gardaí. 98 FM's Georgie Crawford reports.
Tesco Ireland has pulled delivery services in the area
after a number of drivers were attacked. The company says it appreciates the inconvenience caused, but it's taken the action to protect its colleagues and customers. Fianna Fáil councillor Charlie O'Connor says a small few are to blame.
Tala generally is a great place. I live here myself, you know, and it's a safe place, but unfortunately it is about a small, very small number of people causing this.
These locals say some people in the community are scared.
They have no fear of the law or authority.
Until the community or people get together and say, no, do you know what? They can do it to us, we'll do it to them, and we'll put them back in their place and put the fear in them.
These little Tuaregs know who they are. If they're shooting ball bearings in the middle of the day, they'll know where you live within seconds, and at night time, your life would be hell.
Councillor O'Connor says it's unclear when or if deliveries will resume.
I'm trying to make contact with senior Tesco management this morning, and I know the Gardaí have arranged to meet them.
In the meantime, he's encouraged locals to report antisocial behaviour to the Gardaí. 98 FM, First for Dublin News.
98 FM and offtheball.com. With Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar. Great food, kick-ass cocktails and rockin' music.
Manchester United legend Paul Scholes has been charged with misconduct by the English FA. It's alleged the former United midfielder placed 140 bets on football matches between August 2015 and January this year. Scholes has 10 days to respond to the charge. His old teammate Ole Gunnar Solskjaer will be hoping to pull off another miracle tonight. The United gaffer has watched his side lose four of their last six games in all competitions. They're in Barcelona tonight, 1-0 down from the first leg of their Champions League quarter-final. Solskjaer is hoping for a reverse, similar to when they came from 2-0 down to knock Paris Saint-Germain out in the last round.
The memory from that night will live with the players. It's not that long ago, and we're one goal better off.
Juventus host Ajax with the sides level at 1-1 from the first leg. Both those games kick off at 8. There's a Premier League relegation six-pointer between hosts Brighton and Cardiff City. That one kicks off at 7:45. Katie Taylor's dreams could come true at Madison Square Garden on June 1st. The WBA, IBF and WBO lightweight champion will take on WBC champ Delphine Persoon on the undercard to Anthony Joshua's heavyweight title defence with Jarrell Miller. The Ring World title will also be on the line in New York, and Taylor is thrilled.
This is going to be without a doubt the biggest challenge in my career and the biggest fight in my career, but these are the kind of fights that I want.
And Johnny Sexton is set to play for Leinster in Sunday's Heineken Champions Cup semi-final against Toulouse. The Ireland out half has been sidelined for 5 weeks due to a quad injury, but was back training at the end of last week. Tadhg Furlong is also expected to be fit despite being taken off against Glasgow last weekend. For offtheball.com sport and 98 FM with Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar, great food, kick-ass cocktails and rockin' music, I'm Stephen Doyle.
98 FM weather with Frank McGowan. Furniture and flooring with style. frankmcgowan.com.
Dry and clear tonight, sunny tomorrow, feeling warmer with highs of 14 degrees. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke back in the morning from 6, only on 98 FM. 98.
Kieran here on the Big Ride Home, Dermot Kennedy on the way, Mabel as well, and also we will get to When I Was 17 in the next few minutes.
98 FM's 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards 2019. If there's something you love about our city, it's time to nominate. Check out 98fm.com/bestofdublin. Who is the best bus driver in the city? Who makes the best breakfast? And who is your Dublin hero?
Show me love.
Love celebrating the best.
The
sound of the city. 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards.
Yeah, picture this. It's called One Drink on 98 FM. It's the Big Ride Home. It's Kieran, and it is time for us to have some fun.
When I was 17.
When I was 17.
When I was 17.
Go!
When I was 17. 98 FM.
Throwing it back to 1997 today. To when, Michelle, when you were 17.
Yeah.
How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. You?
Very well. You working on post?
I do, yes.
You're not allowed to say postman or postwoman. Are you a postal operative?
I am. A postal sorter, yeah.
Postal sorter as opposed to using any genders. Because, hey, yeah. 21st century. Working in on post, you're going in tonight?
I am.
You're going to sort post?
Yes.
Do you ever have a little peek?
No.
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 Are you just saying that on the radio?
Postcards and stuff I would, yeah.
Would you have a read of a back of a postcard?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love a go at that job, Michelle. I'm very nosy. Very nosy. 1997 is the year that you were 17. We were speaking a few minutes ago and you said cheese. All about the cheese.
Yeah, cheesier the better.
And let me tell you something, Michelle. Tonight is going to be like Copperface Jax.
Dead.
We are going extra cheesy because here at 98FM, you know we love our throwbacks. So we got throwbacks that are cheesy from 1997. Three songs, Michelle. Are you ready to play?
Yep, great.
Let us do it. Song number one. I have to stop it there.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Steps 5, 6, 7, 8. Now that's a throwback, Michelle.
Yeah, terrible that you remember that one.
No, it's not
straight
terrible.
Away.
It's fantastic that you remember it. You clearly really did love your cheesy music. Song number two.
Busted.
Oh, it's not Busted. It's Hanson.
Hanson. Ah, Oomba.
Good song. I see why you said Busted. They kind of sound alike.
I don't know why I said. I don't even know why I said them.
But it doesn't matter. I have one more for you. We're going really cheesy, Michelle.
No.
The Spice Girls.
Nah, I didn't like them.
Oh, you didn't like the Spice Girls?
Not as much, no.
Oh, that's quite sad. It's a great song. Who Do You Think You Are by the Spice Girls. Three songs, Michelle, from when you were 17. You can have Steps, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hanson, Bop. Or, you don't want the Spice Girls. You hated the Spice Girls.
No.
So
we'll go with number one.
Steps?
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, that's
final
it.
Final answer?
That's it, yeah.
Michelle, thank you for playing. I hope you have a great evening and work. And keep looking at the back of those postcards, you nosy woman. Thank
you.
You're
getting me into trouble. See you. Bye. 98 FM's Big Red Home.
It's time to begin. I'm counting it in. 98.
Wherever you are right now, turn up your speakers. Time to go in the mix on The Fix. Starting with Calvin Harris. This is Flashback. The sound of the city. 98 FM.
That song too many times just yet. It's new from Walking on Cars, called Coldest Water. So when it started, I actually thought it was James Arthur. He sounds very similar, don't they? They sound the same raspy kind of. It's not an insult or anything. I like both their voices, but they do sound similar. As I said, that's new from Walking on Cars, Coldest Water, on The Fix with me, Brian Maher. Now checking what's going on in the world.
Now, your 98-second daily fix with itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
The board of the FAI have told Minister for Sport Shane Ross that all members intend to step down in July. The announcement was made by Ross at a meeting at the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Transport, Tourism and Sports earlier this afternoon. Following last night's catastrophic fire that ripped through Notre Dame Cathedral, two French billionaires have pledged hundreds of millions of euro to help rebuild it. The French President Emmanuel Macron has said the monument will be rebuilt after its spire and roof collapsed last night in the blaze, which is thought to be linked to the extensive renovation work that was going on. It's been confirmed Katie Taylor will fight Belgium's Delphine Persoon for the Undisputed and Ring Magazine lightweight world titles at Madison Square Garden on the 1st of June. The 32-year-old Bray woman holds three of the four major world titles at lightweight, Persoon being the other one, and the victor in New York will be considered the unequivocal ruler of the 135-pound division. This summer's FIFA Women's World Cup will be shown in its entirety on free-to-air Irish television. RTÉ and TG Cahir have struck a deal to share the broadcasting rights of the tournament, which takes place in France from Friday, 7th of June. And finally, Friends the Musical is set to tour the UK this summer. Friendsical is a parody musical inspired by the iconic TV show. It will find its home at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival from the 1st to 25th of August. According to the synopsis, the story will centre around Ross's wife, leaving him. He fears he may never find love again until Rachel appears back in his life.
We were on the break!
You'll find out more though on that and all of today's stories on 98FM.com. But that was your 98 Second Daily Fix. 98FM's Daily Fix.